Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
It will happen every now and then in my podcast.
Cause of Death.
That we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids such as blood as an element will be the smallest problem.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel.
I'm looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany. And my experience can be listened to here now.
Cause of Death.
Cause of Death. Smashed. A shocking event. Dramatic circumstances call the crime scene cleaner to the scene. Unfortunately, he knows this crime scene all too well. Innocent people were also affected. Cause of Death, the podcast with crime scene cleaner Marcel Engel. My name is Marcel Engel, and I work as a crime scene cleaner. It will happen every now and then in my podcast that we dive very deeply into what is happening. I will talk about it openly. By that I mean that liquids, such as blood as an element, will be the smallest problem. I am looking forward to taking you on a mind trip into my world as a crime scene cleaner. Cause of Death is one of the successful true crime scene podcasts in Germany, and my experiences can be heard here now. Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel. Hello, nice to have you back. I'm glad that we are now going through a crime scene story together. Once in a while, life can throw images at us we do not want to see and we can never ever forget again. And today's story is about a crime scene cleaning which has to do with suicide. And therefore, I would like to say at this point, if you play with the thought of suicide or feel triggered, then please do not listen to this episode. We were called by the emergency service. That meant we had to be at the crime scene immediately. It's mostly jobs where the dead must be removed as quickly as possible, and the crime scene has to be cleaned up so that the people around don't have to see it for too long. I had such an assignment a few years ago. A call came in. It was in winter. It was noon, and we were told to come to a high-rise building, and on the lower level of the building was a hotel lobby, and on the first 5 floors of the 30-story high-rise building were hotel rooms. So we were alerted, and we immediately jumped into the vehicle and drove to the crime scene. And there was a huge crowd of people gathered in front of the high-rise building. The ambulance and the police were there. The fire department, too. And the building was built on a wide street. In the forecourt, there was a large traffic circle for cabs and for guests who arrived by car. And in the middle, there was a fountain. And there was an entrance area with a glass sliding door. Once in the lobby, we were immediately informed what had happened. Cause of Death. The podcast. The crime scene. There was a young man who jumped from the 28th floor. So it was a jumper that took his life. He hit the terrace of the administration building on the 2nd floor. Of course, that was a shock at first. A young man takes his own life. And we were then escorted to the 2nd floor in the lobby by an elevator. And then we arrived in this administration area of the hotel in the accounting department. There were 4 ladies who worked there. One of them took care of another one, held her in her arms. She cried terribly. The whole thing had just happened. By that I mean it had just happened a few minutes before. Half an hour, maybe an hour had passed at the most. So we were called immediately. And I must say this was not my first experience with such crime scenes. Unfortunately, this was a regular customer, so to speak, and in this case, it was particularly tragic, because it was lunchtime. The ladies had prepared themselves for a break, and one of them told me, "We were just about to take our lunch break, and at that moment there was a terrible noise and a vibration." So the women heard and felt the impact, and then instinctively looked out of the window. And then there was this dead person lying there. He was dead instantly. His head hit the ground first. The head burst open. The skull fragments could be seen on this terrace of about 20 square meters, This brain mass stuck to these large window panes that reached down to the ground. These window panes were really speckled with blood and brain particles from the bottom to the top. It was a horrible picture. I still saw the corpse. It was covered 2 minutes later after we arrived, and yes, we had actually arrived a bit too early. But well, it had to be cleaned immediately. Sure, hotel, a public place with many spectators. You could not see directly into the terrace, but there were many onlookers who had stood below. And when I went to the terrace, the people more or less pointed their fingers at us. We were conspicuous by our work clothes. It felt strange. Well, as I said, we went to the terrace and took a look at the crime scene to see what would happen after the body was removed. The technician asked us to start cleaning as soon as possible. The case was already released by the police because the dead was a jumper and one could exclude a violent crime directly. The camera surveillance showed that the jumper was alone. It was terrible, especially for the ladies who were working at this moment. As I said, the brain particles had stuck on the windows like chewing gum. You could even see the brain structure. For people who have never seen something like that, it is certainly shocking. We went back into the office. The ladies all started crying again. And for us, then the cleaning had been released. The ladies were taken out so they didn't have to watch the cleaning process. And then the first challenge came up right away. On the floor of the terrace were big plates, laying in a gravel bed, and the blood and all the liquid penetrated into this gravel bed. We had to clean it off roughly. That means we first sprayed an enzyme cleaner on the area. Then we vacuumed it with a special wet vacuum cleaner. The rough cleaning was done. On the railing of the terrace, tissue was stuck. The facade was a stone facade with huge slabs, and the brain particles and the blood had already moved into the natural stone, and that was hard work to clean it off. We have special steam equipment for stuff like this, and we also had to use a hot steam device for the floor slabs, which works with water and high pressure. And then we constantly had these little pebbles flying against the glass, which were contaminated with blood. And then we noticed that there was really a lot of blood running in between the plates. Accordingly, we considered to remove the plates to achieve the best cleaning result, because it would have been fatal if you still saw remains or, in the worst case, smelled remains after the cleaning. Well, so it was a consideration. But we decided to clean the surfaces first. The glass surfaces were also a real challenge. It was sticky and took a lot of time. So it was getting later and later, and it was also getting dark. Then an LED lamp and suddenly the temperature changed. The ground became a sheet of ice. It was freezing and made our work even more difficult because the ground just became super slippery. We were cleaning for 8 hours, and it was never ending. And then my coworker also fell on his butt. As a result, he had a severe bruise and had to go home. I had to go on alone. And then I realized again what a challenge this crime scene was. And then I thought to myself, you're sitting in your office. Maybe you're doing your bookkeeping. Maybe you're writing an invoice to a customer and then all of a sudden you hear a huge impact next to you. The vibration of the floor hits your feet. You might be looking out of that floor-to-ceiling window from your desk and see the blood running down the window. Brain sticks to the window pane and there lies a torso of a person who has chosen suicide. What a terrible experience it must be. Cause of death. The podcast. The victim. I have to say at this point, my deepest sympathies, of course, are always with these poor, sick people who commit suicide. I also feel sorry for the people who have to witness such horrible events and may never be able to erase it from their minds. Yes, that's it for today. I would be happy if you would write me to cleanup@marcelengel.com. Also, our 1-year anniversary is coming up. I would like to accompany this event with a special episode. Otherwise, if you liked it, subscribe to my channel. Be there next time, and of course, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. And on YouTube, a new episode of Crime Scene Life with the theme of loneliness just got out. So, have a wonderful day. Until next time, bye, Marcel. That's it for the new episode of Cause of Death, the podcast with Marcel Engel, head of his own special cleanup unit and crime scene cleaner at more than 12,000 locations around the world. What can Marcel clean up for you? Anytime worldwide. Get in touch or just click through to marcelengel.com. Empathic, profound, honest. Cause of death is guaranteed not to leave you cold. be there. I'm looking forward to it.
The podcast with crime scene cleaner, Marcel Engel. Cause of death.